We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A drink, because this is Hangover Time.
So the Heat won another second half, guys.
Woo!
Yeah, so there's that. Man, I didn't want to do this. But like the thing on Twitter today, the whole day was a narrative.
Oh my god.
Of the fucking untouchables. How there's so many guys on this team that are untouchable. What the fuck are y'all watching? All these guys that you call untouchable aren't as good as Derek White. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Can we please, Heat fans, let's have a come to Jesus moment, all right? I'm still saying Heat in seven, all right? Fuck it. I'm calling it. But what I will say is, can we have a come to Jesus moment? Can we all talk as a family? Can you stop overvaluing young guys and like anybody, any 19-year-old that shows any level of competence, Heat fans say they're fucking untouchable. Untouchable. While you're watching what the rest of the fucking league is doing. While your best player is injury rattled all the fucking time. But you're talking about certain players are untouchable. Untouchable. There is nobody on this team not named Bam Adebayo that is untouchable. Like, get over it. Like, y'all were hating on me all year about Tyler Hero. G, turn that music off. You are so bad at this. You are so bad at this.
I don't know. I spit out my drink.
Sounds like a fucking Casio keyboard. Anyway, y'all got so mad at me all year about Tyler Hero. I'm saying he's not a starter. Like, he's just not. Like, his best year was as a sixth man. Like, this is not who he is. Like, he's not that. He's not a ceiling raiser. Like, and everyone got mad at me. Oh, he scores 20 a game. He could just, like, come on. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, let's be honest about this roster, right? Like, listen, I got hyped up for the playoffs. I said Heat in five. I said Heat in six. Now I'm saying Heat in seven. All right? Like, I got excited too. But, like, let's be honest about this fucking roster. Like, let's be honest about what this team is, right? Like, if they had Jimmy and Terry, they could have made a show of it, right? I honestly think they might win this damn series if they had Jimmy and Terry.
They would have.
But with Jimmy and Terry and even a healthy back Duncan, are they winning a championship with this roster? No. Like, let's be honest. Anyway, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do off-season talk, but it was like the whole thing all day long. Oh, you can't trade Nico Jovic. He's the fucking future. Listen, bro. Like, you have a like your window with Jimmy is basically like it's like this much open, right? What you really need to be looking at is pairing Bam with the next superstar. And that superstar, despite what y'all think, there's somebody on the show tonight. Is he here? Who called Nico, who said Nico's going to be, what, a top five offensive player in the league one day?
I said 20.
Top 20. Alf's like, said he's going to be a three-time MVP.
You're still out of your fucking mind. Anyway, take me out, G.
Top 20. Rope will not be let go of.
Somebody says we have an opportunity to go win game five. Let's focus on that. Dude, I'm not in the locker room. My personal focus doesn't fucking matter.
He's there in a Zoom meeting right after
fucking
this.
Annoying. I just watched my team get destroyed by Derek White, who looks like a fucking alien. Roger from fucking American Dad just beat my fucking favorite team's ass. And just you want me to fucking worry about game five? Fucking guy has more hair in his eyebrows than I have on my fucking head. Fucking weird. I mean, that guy.
Why didn't he go to Turkey and just use the eyebrow hair to replace what he lost?
Fucking hell. You want me to worry about fucking game five? Let them worry about game five. How about you fucking whoever has a zone in their playbook, throw that shit in the trash. How about that? How about no more fucking Patty Mills minutes? I don't care if Duncan Robinson literally doesn't have a spine. Throw his jellyfish ass out there on the floor as a decoy before you play Patty Mills another fucking minute. How about Kevin Love can't play in the series? That fake comeback shit, that wasn't real, guys. It wasn't fucking real. Kevin Love can't play in the series. They got five guys that can shoot on the floor at all times. You cannot play zone against them. Because even when they miss, they get an offensive rebound every fucking time. Like, you can't. And honestly, the man-to-man defense has been good. The defense has been solid.
Preach.
Like, why are we playing fucking games? Every time you force Tatum and Brown to beat you, man-to-man, they've done well. The problem is the fucking offense. They have no shooters. All their shooters are either injured or unplayable. Like, it's what it is at this point. But, like, anyway, I am Alphonse City, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. I can't believe we've gone 7 minutes already. I only wanted to go 10.
We only got three left. Fuck it.
I didn't even have to say anything.
If you're watching live on Twitch, thank you very much. Hit us with the subs and the bits and all that good shit. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, we love you as well. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, all that good shit. And if you're listening to the podcast tomorrow, yes, what's her name again? Melody. Thank you, Melody. If you're listening to the podcast tomorrow, we love you the best because that's where we make most of our money. G, let's go ahead and find out who kicked our ass tonight.
They kicked our ass.
So Donovan Mitchell would shoot us out the series. I don't know why y'all want him so bad. Do you see him against Orlando? Fucking shit. Holy shit. At least he would shoot.
I don't understand the hatred against Donovan Mitchell. I really don't. Because he's
the worst version of him in Tyler Hero shooting out of a series.
He's a lot of what we need. And for all this talk about like how Spo is a mastermind, I mean, he truly is. Guys progress when they get here. What makes you think Donovan Mitchell wouldn't? I've never understood that argument.
Spo's going to make him worse somehow. Have you guys seen Gabe Vincent? Anyway, Moose, who kicked our ass tonight?
The obvious one is Derek White, a.k.a. Baby Ray Allen. Like, I guess he turns into, like, fucking Michael Jordan against the Miami Heat. But I'm going to go a little bit different because, for me, this game was Spover the second they started out in a fucking zone defense. I'm sorry, Spo. I love you. You're the only reason we probably got that one game this series. But what are you doing starting off in a zone defense? All we talked about in this last episode, clearly he doesn't listen to the show, because all we talked about is that you got to start off strong. Those first couple minutes to start off the first quarter, you need to make an impression. You need to set your will. You need to dominate those minutes. And what did he do? Started off in a zone and immediately got bitch slapped. Take me out, Brass.
Lou, who kicked our ass tonight?
I agree with Moose, but the Roger from American Dad fucked this up, man. Shooting that bitch from... Man, I'm so fucking frustrated. I can't believe... How does he... Man, he went bald and got better. That shit's not supposed to happen. That's not the way basketball progresses. And it's frustrating because, like, I thought we did a pretty good job on Tatum. I thought we did a pretty good job on Brown. I thought our defense was pretty fucking good in general. And then here comes Derek fucking White when they're not in zone, let me add. I thought our defense was good when they're not in zone. Zone is fucking putrid. But here comes Derek White and just drops 35 on us for no fucking reason. And, you know, yeah, Derek White fucked us up today. I can't even lie.
People and Lou, you're right. It was good defense on Brown tonight. Fucking didn't even hit my over 24 and a half. We got a problem here, G. We got a problem here.
White got hot against the zone and never looked back. G, who kicked our ass White tonight? Hot.
I know that Caleb ended up shooting 4 for 8 from 3. What an awful game in every minute that mattered from him tonight. Mm-hmm. And I saw Alp say, I take back every nice thing I've ever said about Caleb Martin.
I said I took back every bad thing I said.
Every bad thing, I would say.
In game 2.
I
take them back from taking them back.
That's what I wanted to say, yeah. Because he was just absolutely, anytime a shot that mattered in this game happened, he missed it, airballed it, dribbled off his foot. It was just a montage of lowlights for Caleb Martin. And of course, in the fake comeback, he came out firing. I hate when guys start hitting shots in these minutes that don't fucking matter. Just it is so annoying. I go, this game, especially the way that Miami started off, you know, they were getting great looks the whole first half, really the whole game. And a lot of those were his bricks, his misses, his turnovers. I thought he was good defensively again today. But you're not DeLon Wright. You're expected to produce offense. I mean, especially when Jimmy's out, and it's just like, bro, are you? He's probably gonna opt in at this point. I guess. I don't know who's ready for one more year of Caleb Martin.
What's up, guys? It's Pablo the intern here, and I know I'm interrupting your podcast, but we have to talk about the company Unified Healing that is sponsoring today's episode. You may be wondering, what is the Unified Healing? Well, I'm about to tell you. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System for short. This technology is perfect whenever you're tired, you need some relaxation, or you just want to feel good. G and I already had the pleasure of visiting one of the centers here in Miami, and my God, it was amazing. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/heatbeat to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/heatbeat. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
I feel like the Celtics fan. Caleb Martin, why is he shitting on us? I don't know. Guys, Derek White kicked our ass. The refs with that flagrant kicked our ass. Like, we weren't going to win the game, but that flagrant, come on. Like, they don't need more help. Stan Van Gundy acting like the Celtics were playing like shit. He was kicking my ass tonight because he kept giving me hope. Like, oh, maybe – oh, great job, G.
Show he's producing the show.
He's producing the show, by the way. But, yeah, I'm going to go to you because I want to say Tyler Hero kicked our ass tonight. Like, we really needed him to step up. 19-4-4 sounds great, but not when you put in a 5 turnover.
No, and it even an efficient 19-4-4. If there could be an efficient 19-4-4, he wasn't good tonight. He wasn't good tonight.
Went on 17 shots.
How did he get 19?
Garbage time. Him and Caleb were cleaning up.
Run there at the end. He had two nice threes.
He had like a decent first quarter, and then yeah.
But for me, Moose, is the fact that he gets hunted so obviously on defense and then on offense just giving the ball away over and over and over again. The only way for the Heat to win the series, right, was for them to play mistake-free basketball, right? Mm-hmm. And he has done nothing but make mistakes. in three out of the four games. He had one really good game. The other three games, he's been ass. I mean, to me, like, yeah, he kicked our ass tonight. But what have you seen?
I've seen pretty much the same thing. Listen, I thought this was going to be an excellent opportunity for Tyler to change the narrative around him because this is what he's wanted. He's wanted a playoff series where he could be, you know, I hate to say the lead guy, but at least take the bulk of the offense and really show that he could, you know, carry the team. Wasn't able to do that. Dwayne Wade, Brass and I were having this conversation the other night. Dwayne Wade once made this comment about the key to winning a series is your coach is going to win you a game. Your role players are going to win you a game, and then your stars are going to win you two games. That's how you get to four. So that's why I honestly thought it was going to be Celtics in six. I thought we got Spo, which is the one game we got. I think we got the role players. I wasn't sure about the stars. And that's not even a knock on Bam either, because it's stars, plural. You need more than one. I think Bam has absolutely shown that he is that dude this series. But Tyler Hero, if it's not the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, it is this... these glaring minutes where he just like falls back into these bad habits and turnovers and looking to be such a focal point of the offense that it's at the detriment of the actual flow of the offense for everyone else. And you saw a lot of that tonight. And I don't think that it's necessarily him, you know, trying to be like this guy that wants to take over and not let the other guys play. I think he's just really like in his head, if I'm not dropping 30 tonight, we don't have a chance. And some of that is true, but it's also the way that he's attacking those 30 points.
Lou, this team is without Jimmy Butler. They're without Tyler Hero. They're basically, for all intents and purposes, without Duncan Robinson, which has been the key to their offense all season. Like, yep. Without Duncan Robinson, they're all, like, every time they looked good offensively, Duncan had a great game. And not just Duncan, Kevin Love, right? Mm-hmm. So – and Kevin Love is now unplayable on defense. And every time he's, I think he's, has he hit a three this entire series? I don't think so.
I think he's, I actually think he's hit exactly one.
Okay. So I think between Kevin Love and Duncan Robinson, I think they probably hit maybe five threes the entire series. Once again, and we've talked about it all year long, their offense has completely failed them. They do not have a modern offense. And without Jimmy Butler getting to the line, putting his head down, getting to the rim, Terry Rozier hitting tough shots, they really just don't have the offense to even keep up with a Celtics team that's scoring the low 100s.
Yeah, yeah. No, offensively, they're kind of fucking cooked. This team has never been a team to rely on their offense. I want to say the last time this team had a good offense is when Goran, like the bubble year with Goran. But aside from that, like, this is who we are. Like, they are who they are. They're a defensive-minded team. But, like, at some point, you need something from the offense because 102 is great. Like, and to be honest, you know, they got a lot of, like, you know, I don't want to say the refs thing, but, you know, they got a lot of, like, 50-50 calls. Sometimes they'll go our way. Sometimes they won't. Today kind of felt like, you know, they were kind of getting some of those. But offensively, it's the same thing every time. It's Every time Miami loses a game, whenever they go against a team that kind of knows what they're doing or they have personnel, they just force Miami into, you know, they force Miami to try to beat you shooting the ball. They did game two. They have not any other game in this series because they don't have the personnel for that. You just said it. Our two best shooters, or two of our three best shooters in Love, Robinson, and Love and Robinson haven't done anything. They haven't done a single thing offensively. And, you know, Love offensively, not his fault. He just can't even fucking stay on the floor. Like, it's so bad. The zone is so bad that he's generally unplayable. And it's like, oh, who else does Miami have at the backup five spot? Thomas Bryant, another motherfucker who can't move his feet. And Orlando Robinson, another motherfucker who can't move his feet. So it's Bam, you got all 48, man. You got the first 48, and if there's five, you get the next five. But Duncan is a shell of himself. He might need... he needs to go to Cancun already, hit up a massage therapist, hit up a chiropractor. I don't know what he needs to do, but he is not right, man. That back is looking rough.
He can't move. Like, no, the whole, no. The dunk, so like basically, G, like, I don't know what they do going forward, right? like literally, it feels so incredibly hopeless. They can't generate offense, right? And their best shot at generating offense is shooting a bunch of threes. Now, we saw the outlier game in game two, and everyone was like, oh, you know, you can't leave those guys wide open. Yes, you fucking can.
They have.
Like, you can leave Highsmith, Jaquez, Caleb. You can leave these guys wide open because they're, the untouchable. I mean, they're all the untouchables. They're all 30% free throw. I mean, three-point shooters. They're not good three-point shooters. So, like, Boston has said that gamble that didn't pay off in game two, they're going to continue to play that. Like, this team can't shoot from three, and they know they can't because they don't have their best shooters. So, like, what do you do offensively?
Pray. No, and let's not forget, not just Duncan and Jimmy and, you know, Rozier's out, and he's a guy that would, you know, theoretically get you to the rim. They can't win one-on-one matchups off. They can't beat guys off the dribble. Tyler can't beat anybody off the dribble. Bam is posting up. And again, Bam gave a very deceptive stat line as well when, you know, for a lot of that game, he was turning the ball over. He was falling when Al Horford was guarding him in single coverage. And it was like, and I had said with Nekias and with Siobhan, it's like that little mid-range jump shot's nice when it falls, but I've watched 82 games, and that happens once a month when he starts hitting all that, and we say Edris Garnett and all that. So they just don't – I mean, 36 points in the half is absolutely fucking pathetic for a professional basketball team at home. At – I don't care who's out, bro. Detroit scores more than 36 points in the half. Absolutely fucking inexcusable. There is no – you know, we were not expecting a competitive series. I think that is just, bro, at least get to fucking 45.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know what I mean?
The Heat have broken 100 points exactly one time this series.
How one time?
They've only broken 90 points twice. They scored in the 80s twice.
It's fucking disgraceful, dude. Have some fucking pride. I don't know, bro. It's like, how the fuck do you sleep at night after a performance like that? And then you stat pad at the end, which is fucking gross. Eric Spoelstra should have taken all those guys off the floor and played Cole Swider so they couldn't fucking protect their precious averages.
Well,
to your point on the Bam stuff too, let's not forget that for the second half, there was no Kristaps Porzingis out there. So it was a little bit easier for Bam in terms of just, you know, the length that he had to deal with.
He was cooking.
I'm just saying, makes it a little bit easier to go for those rebounds when you don't have the 7-footer in front of you.
The rebounds, maybe, but the points.
I don't think Bam was the issue tonight. I think we can point to everybody else on this fucking roster.
Lou, when you scored 36 points in the first fucking half, you are part of the problem. Because if you see that you guys can't score, you get the fucking ball and you fucking make it happen. You don't just wipe your ass and scratch your balls and sniff them. What the fuck are you doing?
I get where you're coming from. No, but there's no, bro, Tyler can't beat Peyton Pritchard off the dribble. We should not be complaining about Bam.
I'm not going after Bam after this.
We have Gaywood Highsmith bringing the ball up in a fucking playoff game.
And he's also
going to trade you for Kevin Durant.
And he's also a center. Like,
do something, dude.
Okay, G, but who's setting him up? Who is setting him up?
Bro, get him.
Like, nobody on this. Do something. Nobody on this team can even like Blue said.
It's on everybody, bro.
Nobody. But I know. Listen, Bam is not 100% not to blame. But at some point, it's like, who's setting Bam up? Who's getting Bam easy shots? Like, Bam is shooting mid range jumpers because as a center on a team with nobody who can take anybody off the dribble, like that's the only shot he can fucking get. And then like that's why people are like, oh, Donovan Mitchell wouldn't make a difference on this team. At least he could get by somebody. Like, you literally, like, Jaime Hawkins only played 22 minutes tonight. Apparently, he got hurt. He was off the bench. No, he was in the locker room in the fourth quarter with a leg injury.
Wasn't on the bench in the fourth quarter.
The only guy on the team that can get into the paint efficiently, right? And he is a rookie, right? And so he makes mistakes. This is the problem with this team. Like, Terry Rozier was supposed to provide rim pressure. Jimmy Butler was supposed to provide rim pressure. Like, Bam can't do shit when nobody out there can even get him at least a couple easy lobs a game. Like, Duncan was the guy getting him easy shots on the pick and roll. Like, the pick and roll with Duncan and Bam was getting 6 to 8 points a night off of that shit. He was eating off of that. Duncan can't get it by anybody anymore because his back is fucking broken. Like, the roster is fucked, man. It's fucked.
They got a game, and I'm sure that they're all happy about that, and we all had fun, but I think that's as far as they go.
Now they got game five.
That shit ends here, man.
Hey, what do you mean? At Kaseya Center?
I can say is that Draft Beat is hard at work. We've got an entire big board already ready to go for that. What is it, 15th, 16th pick?
I don't know. 15th pick, 15th pick.
Fuck the draft. G, let's go to our Gaga of the game.
I'm not Brass. I wasn't ready.
Oh, sorry. let me get Moose out of here, too.
Yeah. Punish Moose. I was actually putting in the chat that we needed to go to the Gaga.
Thank you, Unified Healing, for sponsoring Gaga of the game. Otherwise, I would not play a single positive highlight from this game. But let's go.
Saucy.
Dribble. Gaga.
Cut it. Look at that. Cut the lead to 13. How about that, Unified Healing?
Look at my man, right? Woo! He was hyped.
He was unfamiliar with the fake comeback.
Crypto Bro was hyped.
Look at this. Then the flagrant foul happened right after that in the ref room.
You know why the Heat lost? You know why they're not winning? Because that guy got famous off of TikTok. The guy with the fucking, you know who I'm talking about? The guy with the damn
all that weirdo
tattooed beard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Skinny Fat Joe.
Pushing the wrong agenda here, Heat Twitter. We're pushing the wrong agenda. We're pushing the wrong guy.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. Can we talk about that? It was a fake ass comeback. It's basketball. Yeah. Teams go on runs all the time. It was a fucking run. As soon as they came back from that timeout, the run was over. that we just showed, that was the fucking end of that run.
The flagrant foul happened.
It went from that to the flagrant to good night.
Tyler missed a technical.
It was a nice little run, but like,
you know what I got mad at? So, like, Stan Van Gundy was positive about Miami, which is nice because a lot of times people are not. I love Doris Burke. Doris Burke is not, like, you know, very nice to the Heat. And a lot of the broadcasters.
No, it's not that she's not nice to the Heat. It's that when Tatum or Embiid get on the screen, she loses all fucking.
It's gross. Like,
it turns to a South Park episode.
It's kind of insane.
You know,
she agrees.
We have people on Twitter like fucking Seth Partnow of The Athletic. He's like, I like Stan, but he couldn't be rooting any harder for the Heat if he had a jersey on. A, this organization fired him. So, you know, if he has nice things to say, that's coming from a real place. B, God forbid one fucking person in the national media is nice to Miami. And then this fucking dickhead has the audacity to be like, no one has ever said anything nice about the Heat. It's true. Fuck you, you piece of shit, bro. You know exactly what I mean. You fuck
Seth Partnow said
all
that?
Of you fucking crackers out there who
I'll
don't
find
like
you
this
on the
fucking city, who don't like Hispanic people, all talk shit about this place. I'm sick of it, bro.
We're not doing racist remarks.
He is. What else can you say? What other explanation is there? It's only here, bro. It's only here.
Racist, actually much better like that.
I'm just tired of it, bro. It's like it's always this city. It's always about the fans and the people, and they gaslight us into thinking we're crazy. You just don't like it here because people have an accent and they don't come from the same place you do, you fucking dickhead. Sometimes people are late. Hispanic people are late for everything. Lou, has your family ever been on time for anything?
Not a single thing.
Neither, because I'm not.
Only the airport. I will give us that.
I'm not on time for the airport.
We've never even had Noche Buena like before 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.
No, it doesn't exist.
We're at 8. I've eaten at 10 p.m. like every
fucking
Christmas.
Yeah, it's the
Christmas.
Worst.
I'm Haitian, so we don't get nowhere on time either. I've been to a Haitian wedding that started 8 hours late. I'm not even fucking lying.
These people
it was supposed to start at 1. It started at 9 p.m.
You're so
like
cool. You're punctual.
Like, my thing is, like, if your ceremony starts 8 hours late, how did you still have the reception hall at 11 p.m.?
They planned ahead.
That's wild to me. I guess maybe it's just like they held it for Haitians. Like, fuck it, we know.
I'm just sick of racist
wasn't fancy.
Talking about the city, and I'm just...
it's not racist. We're late. What the fuck?
I think that they're being
late. Shit to do.
We're late. We're late people. That's
I will.
How,
that's I will. I will say, bro, getting.
Wait, I didn't
to
even
the
show
arena,
up to the game today. I thought that shit started Pacific time.
Getting to the arena is the worst. Like it is.
It's
like,
impossible. It's a one-way street. People don't realize.
I honestly
don't think it's that bad. I think you guys are all exaggerating.
No, I've
never had a problem
in the world.
I only come from the south, so it may be different from.
If you're coming from the north, it is impossible. Like I used to work left my house at left my house at 5 o'clock for a Heat game and missed the first quarter of a 7:30 tip.
I swear to God, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible. I used to work there. That shit fucking sucked.
Sounds awful.
You had to if you worked at four, you had to be at the arena. You had to go downtown at 1:30.
If I leave my house 40 minutes before tip off, I'll make it.
South.
But I live in South Miami, so.
Yeah, what? I don't know.
The whole fucking spiel about how you're always late and you're Latin and all is like.
I am always late.
And he still gets there late.
Yeah, Christian gets so mad at me when I pick him up to go to games because I'll show up like 30. I'll show up in space 30 minutes before tip off, and he's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Really petering out here towards the end, huh, guys?
Yeah. Now and I accuse him of being kind of racist, but
Heat traffic talk.
Wednesday.